Thank you for being an amazing supporter of the 10X Podcast Group, home to the history of the Caribbeans. We're excited to have you as a valued member of our growing community. If you haven't already, we'd love for you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Your likes, comments, and reviews mean so much to us. They help us reach a wider audience and inspire us to keep sharing these incredible stories. With new episodes released daily, your feedback plays a crucial role in shaping our content and making it even better. Your dedication and enthusiasm drive our mission to document and celebrate the rich history of the Caribbean. We're deeply grateful for your support. Today, we're thrilled to present Grenada, a captivating story tracing the journey from the island's earliest settlers to the present day. So sit back, relax, and join us as we guide you through this fascinating chapter in Caribbean history. Enjoy the journey. Chapter 5, A Crown and Chains. Grenada's story took a sharp turn in 1763 when the island was ceded to Britain under the Treaty of Paris, marking the start of an era of British colonial rule. This period was defined by rigid hierarchies, economic exploitation, and the gradual erosion of the French cultural influence that had previously shaped the island. While the British crown sought to transform Grenada into a cornerstone of its Caribbean empire, the people who lived and toiled under its rule experienced lives marked by hardship, resistance, and an enduring struggle for autonomy. The Treaty of Paris and British Takeover. The Treaty of Paris was the culmination of the Seven Years' War, a conflict that had reshaped global empires. Grenada, previously under French control, was handed over to Britain, along with other territories in the Caribbean. To the British, Grenada was a prize, a fertile island capable of producing lucrative crops like sugar and cocoa. For the people of Grenada, however, the transition was far more complex. Transition of power. The transfer of power from the French to the British was not smooth. French plantation owners and settlers, many of whom had strong ties to the island, were reluctant to accept British rule. Some chose to leave Grenada, while others stayed, navigating the cultural and administrative changes that came with the new regime. For enslaved Africans, the shift in colonial powers meant little immediate change to their brutal reality, but it foreshadowed the systemic reforms and rebellions that would later define this period. The Crown's vision. The British Crown viewed Grenada as a strategic and economic asset. They introduced new administrative systems, enforced English as the official language, and encouraged British settlers to migrate to the island. To solidify control, they established military outposts and introduced policies aimed at integrating Grenada into the broader British Caribbean economy. The rise of British plantocracy. Under British rule, the plantation economy in Grenada expanded significantly. The island's rich volcanic soil made it an ideal location for growing sugarcane, cocoa, and later nutmeg. The British plantocracy, wealthy landowners who controlled the plantations, became the dominant class, wielding enormous power over the island's economy and society. Expansion of plantations. To maximize profits, British planters cleared large swathes of land for agriculture, often at the expense of Grenada's natural forests. This expansion led to increased demand for labor, perpetuating the transatlantic slave trade and the exploitation of enslaved Africans. The new plantations were larger and more systematically managed than those of the French era, reflecting the British emphasis on efficiency and profit. Social hierarchies. British colonial society in Grenada was strictly hierarchical. At the top were the white British landowners, followed by free people of color, many of whom were of mixed heritage and occupied a precarious middle ground. At the bottom were the enslaved Africans, who made up the majority of the population and bore the brunt of the harsh plantation system. Economic boom. By the late 18th century, Grenada had become one of the wealthiest colonies in the British Caribbean, thanks to its booming sugar and cocoa industries. The profits from these industries enriched the British elite, but came at an immense human cost, as the enslaved population endured grueling labor, poor living conditions, and systemic violence. The legal and cultural shift. The British imposition of their legal and cultural systems had a profound impact on Grenada. The French legal code was replaced with British common law, altering everything from property rights to criminal justice. These changes further entrenched the power of the British elite while marginalizing other groups. Language and religion. the British encouraged the spread of English, gradually displacing French as the dominant language. Anglicanism was promoted as the primary religion, though many Grenadians, particularly those of African descent, continued to practice Catholicism or traditional African spiritual practices. Resistance to cultural erasure. Despite these efforts, Grenada's French heritage endured, particularly in the form of Creole culture, which blended French, African, and Caribbean influences. This cultural resilience became a quiet but powerful form of resistance to British domination. Enslaved lives under British rule. For the enslaved Africans who formed the backbone of Grenada's plantation economy, British rule meant an intensification of the hardships they already faced. The British introduced stricter labor policies and harsher punishments, seeking to maximize productivity at all costs. Daily life on plantations. Enslaved Africans worked long hours under the hot sun, planting, harvesting, and processing crops. Their living conditions were squalid, with overcrowded huts, poor nutrition, and inadequate medical care. Families were often separated, as individuals were bought and sold to meet the labor demands of different plantations. Resistance and rebellion. Acts of resistance were common, ranging from work slowdowns and sabotage to outright rebellions. Enslaved people also maintained their cultural traditions, passing down stories, songs, and spiritual practices that helped them endure their suffering. Abolitionist movements. By the late 18th century, abolitionist movements in Britain began to gain traction, fueled by accounts of the horrors of slavery. Grenada became a focal point for debates about slavery, with planters fiercely opposing any reforms that threatened their economic interests. The role of free people of color. Free people of color occupied a unique position in Grenadian society. Many were descended from relationships between French settlers and enslaved women, and they often held a mix of privileges and limitations. Economic and social mobility. Some free people of color owned land, businesses, and even enslaved laborers, enabling them to participate in the island's economy. However, they faced significant legal and social restrictions under British rule, which sought to maintain the dominance of white planters. Allies or adversaries. The relationship between free people of color and the enslaved population was complex. While some aligned themselves with the British elite to protect their interests, others supported the abolitionist cause and advocated for the rights of all Grenadians. Grenada and the wider Caribbean context. Grenada's experience under British rule was shaped by broader regional and global events. The Haitian Revolution, which began in 1791, sent shockwaves through the Caribbean, inspiring enslaved populations and terrifying colonial authorities. Grenada, like many other islands, became a powder keg of tension, with the specter of rebellion looming large. Julian Fedon's Rebellion, 1795-96. The most significant act of resistance during this period was Julian Fedon's Rebellion, which I explored in the previous chapter. This uprising demonstrated the fragility of British rule and the strength of Grenada's spirit of resistance. The abolition of slavery. By the early 19th century, the abolition of slavery became a reality across the British Empire, marking the end of an era, but not the end of struggle. The transition from slavery to freedom brought new challenges as former enslaved people sought to build lives in a society still deeply shaped by colonial hierarchies. The enduring legacy of British rule. The British colonial period left a lasting imprint on Grenada, shaping its language, laws, and social structures. It was a time of profound transformation, marked by both exploitation and resilience. As we move forward in this journey through Grenada's history, we will see how the seeds of resistance sown during this era continued to grow, leading to new movements for freedom and self-determination. Chapter 6, Emancipation and Aftermath. The abolition of slavery in Grenada was both a triumph of human dignity and the beginning of a complex, often painful transition. It marked the end of centuries of forced labor and dehumanization, but it did not erase the legacies of colonial exploitation or the systemic inequalities that shaped the island. Instead, emancipation ushered in a new era, one defined by resilience, adaptation, and the enduring struggle for true freedom. The road to emancipation. The story of emancipation in Grenada is deeply intertwined with the larger abolitionist movements sweeping the British Empire. By the early 19th century, the horrors of slavery were becoming impossible to ignore. Abolitionists in Britain, inspired by the testimonies of former slaves and the writings of reformers like William Wilberforce and Thomas Clarkson, began to demand an end to the practice. The uprisings in the Caribbean, including the Haitian Revolution and Julian Fedon's rebellion in Grenada, also underscored the unsustainability of slavery as a system. The abolition of the slave trade, 1807. In 1807, the British Parliament passed the Abolition of the Slave Trade Act, making it illegal to transport enslaved people across the Atlantic. While this was a significant step, it did little to improve the lives of those already enslaved in Grenada. The plantation economy continued to rely on their labor, and the conditions remained harsh. The role of Caribbean resistance. Resistance within the Caribbean played a crucial role in the abolitionist movement. Acts of rebellion, sabotage, and cultural preservation by enslaved Africans highlighted the inherent injustice of the system. In Grenada, Maroon communities and covert resistance efforts sent a clear message. The enslaved would not remain silent or passive. The Emancipation Act of 1834. The Slavery Abolition Act of 1833, which took effect on August 1, 1834, declared the emancipation of enslaved people across the British Empire. However, this freedom came with conditions. The Act instituted an apprenticeship system, requiring former slaves to continue working for their former owners for up to 6 years in exchange for food, shelter, and a small wage. This system was deeply unpopular and widely criticized, leading to its premature abolition in 1838. Life under apprenticeship. The apprenticeship system was, in many ways, an extension of slavery under a different name. While it was intended to ease the transition from slavery to freedom, it primarily served the interests of plantation owners, who sought to maintain control over their labor force. Work and wages. Apprentices were required to work a set number of hours each week for their former masters, often under conditions that closely resembled slavery. They were paid minimal wages, and many found it difficult to support themselves and their families. Resistance and negotiation. Former slaves resisted the apprenticeship system in various ways, from slow work to outright defiance. They also began to negotiate for better terms, leveraging their labor as a bargaining tool. The end of apprenticeship, 1838. Growing discontent with the apprenticeship system, combined with pressure from abolitionists in Britain, led to its early termination. On August 1, 1838, full emancipation was finally granted, marking a new chapter in Grenada's history. The challenges of freedom. Emancipation brought with it a host of challenges for the newly freed population. While they were no longer legally bound to their former masters, the social and economic structures of colonial Grenada remained deeply unequal. Access to land. One of the most pressing issues for freed people was access to land. Without land of their own, many were forced to continue working on plantations under exploitative conditions. Those who managed to acquire land often faced high taxes and legal obstacles designed to keep them dependent on the plantation economy. Formation of free villages. Freed people began to form their own communities, known as free villages. These villages became centers of cultural and economic activity, allowing former slaves to rebuild their lives on their own terms. They cultivated small plots of land, established schools and churches, and created vibrant, self-sufficient communities. Economic marginalization. Despite their newfound freedom, many Grenadians remained trapped in cycles of poverty. The plantation economy continued to dominate the island, and opportunities for economic mobility were limited. Former slaves often faced discrimination and were excluded from positions of power and influence. The role of religion and education. Religion and education played a significant role in the post-emancipation era, offering tools for empowerment and social cohesion. The church as a community hub. Churches became central to the lives of freed people, providing not only spiritual guidance, but also education and social support. Missionary societies established schools and trained teachers, helping to spread literacy and create opportunities for advancement. Cultural preservation. While many embraced Christianity, freed people also worked to preserve elements of their African heritage, blending traditional practices with new religious forms. This fusion of cultures became a defining feature of Grenadian identity. the plantation economy in transition. For plantation owners, emancipation brought significant economic challenges. The loss of free labor forced many to adapt their business models, often by introducing new forms of exploitation. Importation of indentured labor. To fill the labor gap, plantation owners began importing indentured workers from India, China, and other regions. These workers faced harsh conditions and limited rights, creating a new layer of complexity in Granada's social fabric. The rise of cocoa and nutmeg. As the sugar industry declined, Granada began to diversify its agricultural economy. Cocoa and nutmeg became key exports, helping to sustain the island's economy, but also reinforcing its dependence on agriculture. Social and political changes. Emancipation set the stage for broader social and political changes in Granada. Freed people began to demand greater rights and representation, challenging the colonial status quo. The emergence of leaders. Former slaves and their descendants began to rise as leaders within their communities, advocating for land reform, education, and political inclusion. These early leaders laid the groundwork for the struggles that would eventually lead to independence. Struggles for suffrage. The fight for political representation was a long and arduous process. Property requirements and other barriers excluded many Granadians from voting or holding office, perpetuating the dominance of the colonial elite. The legacy of emancipation. Emancipation was not the end of Granada's struggles, but it was a powerful turning point. It marked the beginning of a long journey toward justice, equality, and self-determination. The resilience and ingenuity of the freed population laid the foundation for the Granada we know today, a nation shaped by its history but unyielding in its pursuit of a better future. Chapter 7 Cultural Tapestry. Granada's history is not only a story of resistance and resilience, but also one of cultural evolution. Over centuries, the island's identity has been shaped by a dynamic blend of influences: indigenous traditions, African heritage, European colonization, and the diversity brought by indentured laborers. These threads have woven a vibrant cultural tapestry, one that reflects both the struggles and triumphs of its people. From its music and cuisine to its festivals and spirituality, Granada's culture is a testament to the power of survival and adaptation. The indigenous roots, Kalinago influence. The earliest cultural contributions to Granada came from its indigenous people, the Kalinago. Though much of their way of life was erased by colonization, remnants of their traditions and knowledge still echo in Granadian culture today. Spirituality and connection to nature. The Kalinago viewed the land and sea as sacred, believing that spirits inhabited natural elements like rivers, mountains, and trees. This reverence for nature persists in Granada's cultural ethos, particularly in the ways communities value the island's natural resources and practice sustainable farming. Petroglyphs and artifacts. Evidence of the Kalinago's artistic and spiritual expression can be found in the petroglyphs etched into rocks across Granada. These carvings, depicting animals, human figures, and abstract symbols, are a window into the lives of the island's first inhabitants. Agricultural practices. The Kalinago cultivated cassava, yams, and other crops that remain staples in Granadian cuisine. Their methods of farming, including the use of raised mounds to protect crops from flooding, influenced agricultural practices that are still in use today. The African influence, rhythm, and resilience. The arrival of enslaved Africans brought a rich cultural heritage that would become the backbone of Granadian identity. Despite the horrors of slavery, African traditions survived and thrived, blending with other influences to create something uniquely Granadian. Music and dance. The rhythmic drumming and call and response, singing of African traditions laid the foundation for Granada's musical styles, including calypso, reggae, and soca. Dance, too, remains a vital form of expression, with movements rooted in African spirituality and storytelling. Folklore and oral traditions. African folklore, filled with tales of Anansi the spider and other trickster figures, became a vital means of preserving history and teaching lessons. These stories were passed down through generations, evolving into a rich oral tradition that remains a cornerstone of Granadian culture. Spiritual practices. While many Africans were forcibly converted to Christianity, they retained elements of their traditional beliefs. Practices like ancestor worship and the use of herbs for healing have endured, often blending with Catholic rituals to create a unique spiritual landscape. The European influence, a colonial legacy. European colonization left a profound mark on Granada's culture, particularly through language, religion, and architecture. The blending of French and British traditions with local practices created a cultural hybrid that is distinctively Grenadian. Language and Creole. While English is Granada's official language, Grenadian Creole, a mix of English, French, and African languages, remains a vital part of everyday life. This linguistic blend reflects the island's history and serves as a living record of its cultural evolution. Religion and festivals. The Catholic and Anglican churches, introduced by French and British colonizers, remain prominent in Granada. Religious festivals like Christmas and Easter are celebrated with a Grenadian twist, incorporating local music, food, and rituals. Architecture and settlement patterns. The European influence is evident in Granada's historic buildings, from the stone forts built by the French and British to the plantation houses that the countryside. These structures tell a story of colonial power, but have been reclaimed as symbols of Granada's endurance. The Indian and other indentured influences. After the abolition of slavery, Granada's labor force was supplemented by indentured workers from India, China, and Portugal. These groups brought their own traditions, enriching Granada's cultural tapestry. Culinary contributions. Indian workers introduced spices like turmeric, cumin, and coriander, which have become staples in Grenadian cooking. Dishes like curry and roti are now integral parts of the island's cuisine. Hindu and Muslim practices. The Indian community brought Hindu and Muslim traditions, some of which are still observed today. Temples and mosques, though few, are reminders of this cultural influence. Integration and adaptation. Over time, these communities blended with the existing population, contributing to Granada's diversity while adapting their traditions to the island's unique context. Festivals, a celebration of identity. Granada's festivals are a vibrant expression of its cultural heritage, bringing together music, dance, food, and community in joyful celebration. Carnival. Granada's carnival is a spectacle of color, rhythm, and creativity. Rooted in both African and European traditions, it features masquerade bands, calypso competitions, and the iconic Jab Jab, a portrayal of enslaved people's defiance. Spice Mas. Known as one of the most unique festivals in the Caribbean, Spice Mas combines traditional carnival elements with distinctly Grenadian features, including the Monday Night Mas and the Parade of Bands. Parang and Christmas. During the Christmas season, Grenadians gather for Parang, a lively tradition of music, food, and community. Parang songs, sung in Creole or English, often tell stories or offer humorous takes on local events. Cuisine, a fusion of flavors. Grenadian cuisine is a testament to the island's history, blending indigenous, African, European, and Indian influences into a flavorful and diverse culinary tradition. National dishes. Oil down, a hearty stew made with breadfruit, coconut milk, turmeric, and salted meat, is Granada's national dish. It reflects the resourcefulness and creativity of its people, using locally available ingredients to create something uniquely satisfying. Spices and exports. Known as the Spice Isle, Granada produces nutmeg, cinnamon, cloves, and other spices that are not only staples of its cuisine but also key exports. These spices are used in everything from savory dishes to desserts and beverages. Street food and snacks. Street vendors offer a variety of treats, from fried bakes and saltfish to freshly squeezed juices and sweets made with coconut or tamarind. These snacks are a reflection of Granada's vibrant street culture, the cultural renaissance. In recent decades, Granada has experienced a cultural renaissance as artists, musicians, and writers draw on the island's rich heritage to create works that celebrate its identity. Music and performance. Grenadian artists have made their mark on the global stage, with soca and reggae stars bringing the island's sound to international audiences. Traditional drumming and dance continue to thrive, connecting the present with the past. Literature and storytelling. Writers like Merle Collins have used their work to explore Grenadian history and identity, bringing the island's stories to a wider audience. Storytelling, both oral and written, remains a vital part of Grenadian culture. Art and craft. Grenadian artisans create works inspired by the island's natural beauty and cultural traditions, from paintings and sculptures to jewelry and textiles. Conclusion: the strength of a people. Grenada's cultural tapestry is a living testament to the resilience and creativity of its people. Each thread, whether indigenous, African, European, Indian, or otherwise, adds to the richness of the whole. This culture, born of struggle and survival, is a source of pride and a reminder of the strength that defines Grenada. Chapter 8. Winds of Change. The early 20th century was a time of transformation for Grenada. The forces of modernization, labor movements, and the struggle for political autonomy began reshaping the island's identity. Against the backdrop of colonial control, Grenadians found their voices, demanding better wages, improved living conditions, and a greater say in their governance. This chapter chronicles the pivotal moments and figures of this period, exploring how the winds of change began to stir on the island and set the stage for future struggles toward independence. The colonial backdrop, life in early 20th century Grenada. To understand the winds of change, we must first explore life in Grenada at the dawn of the 20th century. The island remained a British colony, deeply rooted in the plantation economy, with nutmeg and cocoa as its primary exports. Yet, the social and economic structure was rigidly hierarchical, leaving the majority of Grenadians, workers, farmers, and laborers trapped in cycles of poverty. The plantation economy. While sugar had declined in importance, nutmeg and cocoa plantations flourished. Grenada's designation as the Spice Isle reflected its dominance in these markets, but the wealth generated from exports was concentrated in the hands of a few British and local elites. The average worker saw little benefit from the island's economic success, toiling long hours for minimal wages. Urban and rural divide. In St. George's, Grenada's capital, life was marginally more modern, with access to education, healthcare, and government services. However, in rural areas, where the majority of Grenadians lived, conditions were harsh. Poor infrastructure, limited access to education, and lack of healthcare contributed to widespread disenfranchisement. Social inequality. Colonial rule perpetuated a strict social hierarchy. With white British officials and elites at the top, a small group of educated and affluent free people of color in the middle, and the vast majority of the population, descendants of enslaved Africans, at the bottom. This inequality became a key driver of unrest. The birth of labor movements. The economic hardships faced by Grenadians, coupled with inspiration from global labor struggles, fueled the rise of labor movements in the early 20th century. These movements became the foundation for political activism and the demand for greater autonomy. The working class and unrest. Plantation workers faced deplorable conditions, low wages, long hours, and exploitative contracts. The lack of unions or labor protections meant that grievances often went unaddressed. By the 1930s, frustration reached a boiling point, and workers began organizing to demand better conditions. Influence of Marcus Garvey. The ideas of Marcus Garvey, a Jamaican political leader and founder of the Universal Negro Improvement Association, UNIA, resonated deeply in Grenada. Garvey's message of black pride, self-reliance, and resistance to colonial oppression inspired a new generation of Grenadian leaders and activists. The 1951 General Strike. One of the most significant moments in Grenada's labor history came with the 1951 General Strike, led by the charismatic Eric Garry. The strike brought the island to a standstill and forced plantation owners and colonial authorities to address workers' demands for better wages and conditions. It marked the emergence of labor as a powerful force in Grenadian society. The rise of political consciousness. As labor movements gained momentum, so too did calls for political reform. Grenadians began to demand greater representation in the colonial government, challenging the dominance of the British elite. The role of education. Education played a critical role in fostering political consciousness. Missionary schools, though limited in scope, provided basic literacy and critical thinking skills to a growing number of Grenadians. Educated individuals became leaders in the fight for political and social change. The emergence of political organizations. The 1930s and 1940s saw the formation of political organizations aimed at addressing the needs of Grenadians. These groups, often aligned with labor movements, pushed for reforms such as universal suffrage, land redistribution, and the end of discriminatory practices. Women in politics and society. Women played a crucial, though often overlooked, role in the political awakening of Grenada. As workers, organizers, and educators, they challenged gender norms and advocated for equal rights alongside broader calls for social justice. Key figures of the era. The winds of change in Grenada were propelled by visionary leaders who inspired their fellow citizens and laid the groundwork for future progress. T.A. Maryshow, the father of federation. Theophilus Albert Maryshow, a journalist and politician, was one of Grenada's most influential figures during this period. Through his newspaper, The West Indian, Maryshow championed the cause of West Indian unity and self-governance. His advocacy for the West Indies Federation reflected his belief in the power of collective action among Caribbean nations. Eric Gehry, the labor leader. Eric Gehry emerged as a dominant figure in Grenadian politics, leading the charge for workers' rights and political reform. Though his legacy is complex, Gehry's leadership during the 1951 general strike made him a hero to many working-class Grenadians. Marcus Garvey's influence. While not Grenadian, Marcus Garvey's ideas deeply impacted the island's political landscape. His emphasis on black empowerment and anti-colonial resistance resonated with Grenadians seeking to assert their identity and rights. Challenges to change. The path to reform was not without obstacles. Colonial authorities and local elites resisted efforts to redistribute power, often employing harsh measures to suppress dissent. Colonial backlash. British authorities viewed labor strikes and political movements as threats to their control. In response, they used tactics such as arrests, censorship, and military force to quell unrest. Internal divisions. While the labor and political movements shared common goals, they were not always united. Factionalism and personal rivalries sometimes undermined their effectiveness. Economic dependency. Grenada's reliance on agricultural exports made it vulnerable to fluctuations in global markets. Economic instability often exacerbated social tensions, making it difficult to achieve long-term reforms. The foundations of autonomy. Despite these challenges, the winds of change continued to blow. By the mid-20th century, Grenada had made significant strides toward greater political autonomy. The move toward federation. Grenada's participation in the West Indies Federation, 1958 to 1962, was a key step toward independence. Although the federation ultimately dissolved, it represented an important experiment in regional unity and self-governance. Constitutional reforms. Incremental reforms, such as the introduction of universal suffrage in 1951, expanded political participation and gave Grenadians a greater voice in their governance. Cultural renaissance. The rise of cultural pride during this period paralleled the political awakening. Grenadians celebrated their heritage through music, literature, and festivals, asserting their identity in the face of colonial control. The legacy of the winds of change. The early 20th century was a transformative period in Grenada's history. The labor movements, political struggles, and cultural revival of this era laid the groundwork for the island's eventual independence in 1974. The lessons of this period, unity, resilience, and the power of collective action, continue to inspire Grenadians today.